Okay, here we go. Okay. Let's get started here. Okay. Let's just play things back even from the beginning of the Shoresh. If you remember where the Rambam formulates the Shoresh, the formulation is about Dvorim. Okay? Right? Shein roi libot at the minion, whatever it is, of the asholis, elat vorm was holy mehen. Okay? That's the shin yud in Arabic. And he goes on to discuss four different types of shin yud volume. Okay? And then he continues to discuss various inyodim mani. Okay? Okay? So, generally we talk about in me and mitzvah, we talk about mani, okay? And we talked about, for example, in mitzvah Seisa Mem Gimel, the Rambam only says that there in Pas Reishcho, in Leisa Kifu, he says that the Yamin and Smol in the Lashon HaKosuv is one Lashon and one Inyan. Because it doesn't say it in Torah Shebiksav. However, when he introduces the Pirush Mekubal, he's ready to make it into a mitzvah if you can do it with the Pirush Mekubal. Okay? But that whole discussion about mani and not mani, we said there was the issue of Kuf Mukhlakim, and we talked about the Kalim from Rechaim V'Rechev, we talked about the issue of Tmura, correct? Okay. Now, but we point that at the beginning of the Shoresh, the Rambam, to a large extent, equates Ma'ani with Shashin Yud, okay? Except in Sheresh Vav, he says it could be Bedova Echot, Yasei Loiseseh, but it seems the fact that it's Yasei Loiseseh makes it two in Yonah. But in general, you can equate the two. You talk about Ma'ani, and you can talk about Shai, okay? What I want to know, we spoke about an Ashora with two inyonim in the same pasuk, okay? What about an ashora with two dvorim in the same pasuk, okay? Okay. For example, we said that amira and pu'ula or deya or midos are separate dvorim. So let's say you have an ashora which is mazyu about a deya, and also about the midah. Would that make it a lav shebeklolis? And that basically is like the minasheni. Okay, okay? It's a fair question, isn't it? Okay. So let's see. Okay. Now, Yosef Amono, okay, the law, Yosef Amono is Asun, Reish Nun Vav, the Ram says you can violate it with Maisa, with Dibur. Correct? Would that make it into the law of the clause if you use this interpretation? Okay, so chayr certainly not, because the same way we pointed out before, then pas reish shoy, if the two different ma'ane are not in Torah Shebiksav, so it doesn't do it, right? So here we happen to know you can violate this loisan or whatever drashi happened to be, but it doesn't say mafurish in the pasuk these two options. So that would not make it into the Min HaShein Lash B'Kolos, correct? That's fair, okay? Avos Hashem, Mitzvah Gimel. The Ram says, basically, in Sherish Test, that Avos Hashem is the mitzvah of Deis, Muskolis, okay? But the Ram clearly says, that the way, part of the way is to mekayim mechala mitzvah is to mekarev anoshim to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's Avraham Avinu, Aveir al Abriyis. And that was with Amira. But there again, it doesn't say the word Amira. It doesn't have these two dvarim in the pasuk. It's just a way you can mekayim that. That's not enough to make it Lashon HaKlolos in the way we understand Lashon HaKlolos. Correct? That's also fair. I mean, I didn't think they say anything which is counterintuitive at the moment, okay? However, it becomes interesting when you come to the pasuk, Lo Yisasuru Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Neichem. Lo Yisasem Mem Zayin. V'Achrei Levavchem is Minus, which is Deis, and Achrei Neichem is Midos Limoshech Achataivus Aleiv. Okay? So basically, you have Lo Yisasuru Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Neichem. You have it! Correct? That's what Ram says in Mem Zayin. He she's hilnu shalei losu achrei levovenu ad she nizbo deyos shehem hefecha deyos shechiyavnu atera. Okay, so that lechayr is deyos. V'hu amu yisale v'su achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem v'lo shesifri v'su achrei levavchem zuminus v'achrei neichem zuznus roitze v'yomu zuznus Himoshech achre hanos v'ataybes agashmiyos v'sasek hamachshav ben tomin. That's Midas. The Ram Kuli says in, I think in Perek Zayin, in the days that you know that Himoshech achataybes. That's the problem of Midas. Okay, so here you have it. L'chayra, correct? L'chayra, it should be alav shebeklolis according to this in Min Beis. And you shouldn't say, and even if you want to say that dvarim are different, you can't really say it. Because when the Rambam defines the Min HaSheni Alav Shebeklolos, he defines it with dvarim. Go back to the way he defines Min HaSheni, and he uses the Shai there. V'Min HaSheni Hu Shiov Olav Echod Ha'Oise Dvarim Rabim. That's Ashai. Nilvim Ksosam Ksosam Hushioima Laisase Kach Vakach. Okay? So I don't know if you make a difference in the Dvorim or the Etzim Isa or the Dvorim or the different, because we said basically in the Ram at the beginning of Sherish test that the various Dvorim, if you had two separate Lavim, it should make in two separate Lavim. Or two separate assay. If one assay would be a dibur and the other assay would be a day, it would be two mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs because it's two separate dvarim. Okay? So chayla should come out. However, this should be only chelik harishon, not the chelik hasheni, because we don't find the chachmei ha-mesera who would say that there's a chiluk. Lo yisru achri levavchem v'achri nechem is one lav. Correct? Isn't that the logical conclusion? There's no, right? There's another way to go. The interesting thing, so the chayre is why you like it, because lav shebeklolos, correct? Min hasheni. No, sorry. Why is not two mitzvahs because of the min hasheni? But why you're not loika? That's not an explanation. The Min HaSheni, you get malchus on each individual thing. So why you're not loika? That couldn't be the explanation. Right? And why you're not loika? The Ram says in Hilchos Avodah Zorah, Bulaz the Perik Beis, Alva Gimla, but the Zor Bulvat, who Shaosa Liponis Achreya Machshava, El Ko Machshava, Shugurim, Loyli Odm Lako, Ika Mikriatera, Musholim Ono, Shalois Aluvain, Vlasir Daitainu. Then he continues, and he says, As you'd expect. But the problem is the way he says it, that it's a question of that's the way you should do it. It doesn't basically sound like the way he's setting it up, and he's putting it together with Avodah Zarah, that you're going after your machshava. So it's not clear to me at all that the Rambam would in Mishneh Torah subscribe to this approach. Because he doesn't talk about minus as midas, znus as midas. It's a part of the whole discussion that a person shouldn't follow his machshava. Okay?
It's not about taivas.
Yeah. So the chayud's different here, right? It's very interesting. So I'm just wondering, you know, in the Sifri, you get the impression like that. However, even if you look closely, Minyan HaMitzvos, it's not clear, because he basically is talking about muskolos. And then he quotes a Sifri at the end. You don't know what the relationship to Sifri is, right? But looking at the Sifri, you have the case. That's what I wanted to point out. I thought it was an interesting case. I didn't find other cases, but I thought it's an interesting case, you know. Correct? Okay. Now, let's now the following, okay? If you remember, we were talking about, see, when the Torah says, a tazeh vaysa, remember? Is it tazeh vaysa? On the tazeh, you would interpret that if we have a verb in plural, you interpret tazeh vaysa on a many different, let's say, pronouns or whatever it is, okay? Do you interpret it as separate things? Or you interpret it as one thing going at everything, okay? So we thought in tazeh vaysa, it should have been one thing. And it's only because lav and ditul asay, it becomes many different assays. Because the Torah says lav and ditul asay, you have this lav and ditul asay, this one. And each one needs a particular ditul asay, correct? And we point, that's to the Rambam, that's what we said, why the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs talks about richus on each individual one, that's a lav and ditul asay, okay? And he talks about lav and ditul asay, not by the lav, but asay, which is crazy. If he just wants to tell you the reason why there's no Malkus, he should have discussed it by the lav, not by the assay. He discusses it by the assay. So the answer is, that's the reason to say it's a Minyan HaMitzvos. Now, look over here. He says like this. Lomel mikhtav leisuch alecho b'sherecho. He goes through the various cases in the Chelek HaSheni. He has Meister Dog Dron Chatiroshi Tzarecho, Omu Krisis, Vikshar Zeh, Viomu, Vichi Loikin Alav Shibakolis, Voice at Chuvo, Koy Seir Ksiv, Michti Ksiv Achdav Neshem Elokecha Meister Dog Dron Chatiroshi Tzarecho, Lomu Michta Vlisuch Alecho Bisharecho, Vichi Tem Alav, In Kein Lay Mako Loisaychlu, Loisaychlu, it should be one lav going on everything, not separate lav, lo yisei chlum. And he says, no. Ilomer mechtevein okulo, so shema mino lechalek. So lo yisei chlum means one lav on three different things, right? And tazer v'esom means one asay on many different things, lechayra. That should be parallel structure. So that would support what I said, that it's only because of the nitag lase, that it's a separate. Unless you say that lase is different, whichever way you like. Okay, next. Now, the pshat is, after the chiluk, it's as if the Torah said three separate lavim. And the Ram really explains that, not in the minyan mitzvahs, but in the minyan kotzer, because he says, in minyan kotzer by chodosh, lechem kol v'kalmel, he says, in kufsari, in kupay kufpay teslo, he says there, Sholechol pas tvuo chadosho kodem haPesach v'lekem v'kolei v'kalmel leisechu ayetzma yom hazeh. Okay, so he quotes the whole lav there. What is it in Kufsadi? Sholechol koli min haChodesh shenem v'kolei leisechu ayetzim. As if it said kolei leisechu. And in Kufsadi Aleph, Sholechol kalmel mitvuo chadosh shenem v'kalmel leisechu. So it's if kilu. This three separate lavim in the Torah. That's how it works. Okay? Now, next. Okay? Now, the question is, how many different types of chiluk do we know? And I just want to show you something over here. Let's just see what he does is, after he says, V'yeshivu l'may hilchusa kasa rachmon l'koli be'emsa loyma lechem ki koli v'koli ki kalmel v'yichaya v'kolecha v'yechol. Okay? So it's not stamped. See, over here you don't know anything chaya v'kolecha v'yechol. But it means that it's ki'ilu, it's separate lavim. And that's what the Rambam says, Mina Kotzer very clearly. Okay? Va'alimun hazeh atzmoy, Omar sha'omro yis'ale, lo yimotze b'chor ma'vi b'noi ubitoi bo'esh, kreisem k'somim, ma'oine, u'menachesh, u'mechashev, u'choy v'chover, v'shoyel oiv v'yidoini v'doyish ala meisim shekol echol me'elu atisha dvorim. It's one lav and it's nine lav m'mira mitzvahs. Shekol echol me'elu atisha dvorim hamunuyim, who again calls them dvorim hamunuyim, who lav b'fnei atzmoy. V'enom kulam min achilek olishon mishnei chelkei hamin hasheni. But they're very strange. It's not from the first chelek, but it's the second chelek min hasheni. V'agai al zeh omo yisal b'emsa mo'enin menachesh u'kfar nizboye b'chol echod mehem la b'fnei atzmoy. Okay? So if it makes a chiluk in one or two of the things, that makes them the separate lavim, correct?
Because it's in the middle only.
That's what we have to know. That's what I'd like to go and go through this. Shh. So l'cheira, not only minyan amalkas a machalik, okay. And we're going to say Ashoris Miuchodes also Mechalek. Is that the Pshat here? We have to know. Okay. And that's what Moni Menachesh is. we also find another chiluk, which is not mentioned here, which I'd like to discuss with you and see how it plays itself out, okay? The question is whether Einshei Misas Bezdin should be machalik, okay? I'm going to play this out with you, okay? Loisa Setes. He shes hilnu measuris hayidoini. There's a shoil, the two separate lavnato, you shouldn't get confused. There's a shoil over yiduni, and there's the maisa over yiduni. The shoil over yiduni, may over yiduni, is only a lav. Okay? The maisa over yiduni is chiyuv misa. Okay? Just keep that in mind, don't get confused. Okay, we're talking about something else. I'm not going back to the same thing I told before. Before we were talking about shoil oiv v'yadoyne. Okay, he shes hilnu me'asis meisa hayidoyne ubo azhora boy b'ze aloshen al tifnu el ha'oivis v'el hayidoynim. Okay. The Atachshay Shizilav Shibakolis Kikva Chilek Oisom Shh Bizichon Hoinish the Oma Oiv Oid Oini Kachilek Oisom Bizichon Hoinish the Oma Oiv Oid Oini V'chiv b'chol echum em skila v'koris l'meizin. So you have a separate chiv misa on each one of them. V'omu yis'ale v'ish oy isha ki yeh bohem oy v'yid'ayni mos yumos of Lashon Sifra l'fishu oyme v'ish oy ish ki yeh bohem oy v'yid'ayni oy neshamanu hasho loy shamanu. Okay? So the Chayr, the Oynish is Ish oy Isha, Kiye Oiv oy Yidoini Mos Yumosu, Vi Evin Yugumu Oysom Dmeim Bo. So there's a Chiv Misa, I'll call it Chod B'miyuchad. Okay? But it talks about them B'yachad. But since it says O, the O is Machalik, right? Okay? So you should assume, okay, the question is, does this mean that, for example, an Einish Misne Shomayim would be Mechalik? Or it's only because the Halacha, which the Ram says in the Sefach, in the second part of Shevish Yudalit, of an Einshim and Kemashirim, an Einshim and Kemashirim was formulated by what? By Chiyuv Misa and Koris. So if you find a Chiyuv Misa, a separate Chiyuv Misa for X, and another Chiyuv Misa for Y, and an ancient Masirin, so mainly you know that the separate Lavin. Okay? Is that fair? That's the Ram says in Shirish Yudal, the Sefach, Avla Shirish Etzleinu, Lo Onash HaKosan Kein Hizir, Vi Efshem Mibilti Hayois Ashoa, Lo Kol Ma Shiz Chayavol of Oynish. Each Oynish requires peculiar Ashoa. So now, when we say Al Tifnu Ala Oyva Yisrael Yidu'inim, Al Tifnu So what do we say? It basically is one lav, right? It's only one lav. right? Right? But because of the din in ancient maskilin, in ancient kamasilin, it's machalik into two. Okay. So basically, al tifnu al urbis yidrinin would have been like normal bushel. But right, because it's the minasheni, it's the chelik orish of minasheni. It's one lav, basically. But since they're two separate oinchi mises bezdin, that's mechalikin. Correct? And oiv, the asholis, the separate oinchi misa of oiv yidoni, make them like kemach koli v'kalmo, which are separate lavim. And look at, one second. Now, okay? Now look at Mishneh Torah. We are shem eidah bazor niskal. V'chule keitza hu maise oi v'chule. Keitza maise yidoini v'chule eilu mini avudu zoro. Ein v'az horo shelohen minayin shenei mal tifno lo v'si yidoini. So basically it's one has horo, but it becomes two because of the chiluk oinshim. Correct? And that is the Kisviyad, okay? I'm just reading the way the Kisviyad, okay? The Shaila push with the Gis and the Ram. Fus, it's not like that. I'm meaning the Kisviyad of the Ram, okay? But you see, after it says, Al Tifnu El Oivis Yedinim, it says, Al Tvakshu Letamu Behem. So you could have read it differently. Al Tifnu El Oivis. We're doing him out of actual tamu with him, or you can learn out of actual tamu with him is kafel alavim. Because this out tiflo is he doing him out of actual tamu with him, but since he quotes an ashol one ashol of out tiflo is he doing him, that's where you should look at it. Correct? Oyves we doing him is one lav, and out of actual tamu with him might be kafel or something like that. Okay. And that's why it says Bohem. It's not referring to either one of them. It could be referring to both of them. We don't know. Because Oyves Yidayim is also, we don't know what the plural, the singular, we don't know what we're talking about. Oyves Yidayim. So, you know, it says Bohem. So we don't know what's going, what exactly going on. Okay?
The question here is that maybe only Malkus is only Mechalik and not any Onish.
We don't know Bechalau. See, the Kabbalah was about Malkus. Okay, we know Bechibis and Shemayim. We don't know about anything, correct? So I'm telling you, if there is a din, it could be because the Rishonim asked back and forth when it is and not. And I think the best way to go on the Rambam, it's only Mis and Kores because the din of Erishim and Kamasirim. The separate issue of Malkus, because whatever the Kabbalah was, that you get Malkus according to Shemayim. Okay, and then in the Oinchi Misa Bezdin and Kolis, because the ancient Masihira, they're also Mechalik. We don't miss the Shemayim with Mechalik. Correct? But listen to the Minyan HaKotze over here. Minyan HaKotze. He goes like this. You have, look, read the way he says in Tess. He says like this. He says, Ches, he says, Shlolasa is Maisa Oiv, Shnem Al Tifnu El Ho Oivois, Al Tifnu El Oivois. Shlolasa is Maisa Yid Oini, Shnemo Vi El Ha Yid Oinim Bukhule. What's Vi El Ha Yid Oinim Bukhule?
How much time has it gone?
Listen, you have to open it up because here the Bukhule is absolutely, you know, it's critical. Everyone can open up to the Sefer Mitzvahs in the place. In Frankel, and I'll give you this also. One second. You have it over here also. But it's Mamish, you know, it's like a word. When he quotes Mamish like one word, he would have missed it. Okay, look at Ches. He says, what's the lav? And the Minakot, he quotes in the bottom somewhere, he quotes Minakot, right? The lav is Al Tifnu.
What page?
Okay, this is amazing. Just the lav, but it's different, correct? Because in Sefer Mitzvah, you get the impression that it's one lav and the Oynish is Mechalek, correct? Right? And he says, Al Tifnu El Oibis Yidoinim in Ches. And what he says in Tes, we are Yidoinim B'chule. What's El Yidoinim B'chule? What's he going on? If he's just saying El Yidoinim and going back and forth for Shteich. But so what's he doing? See, he's learning Ki'ilu, I think, unless I'm off my. I missed it, you know. He's learning El Yidoinim Al. There shouldn't be a the El Yidoinim, they shouldn't be the Talmud Bo.
V'chulei is important?
Why did he write it? What's V'chulei? What does he want to add with V'chulei?
I don't have V'chulei in my text.
Which one do you have? It's not there?
In the Sefer Mitzvahs.
What?
Frankel's Minyanakos doesn't have V'chulei.
Does he have it yours over there? One second. No, give me one second. No, give me this. Unless I'm missing something. One second. Shh.
Doesn't say before. It should never have been done.
One second. Here it is. Shalom, so it's Maisi Yidoini, Shnema, Al El Yidoini V'chule. So I don't know, you look up, check up the thing, that's what it says here. He didn't count, he didn't copyright.
Take a look.
There's no, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Minakot is not
one
there. If someone was the Sefer Matix, he was an Ibn Chochum, so he left out the V'chule. So I wish subscribe to the okay? You understand? Leaving out the Mechule is mamish like missing the whole ball. Okay? Correct? But you understand it's a ma. So what do you need Mechule for? Unless he's trying to say it's the end of the buzzing. Valiadainim, out the Talmud ball. So it's not the breaking of two separate lives. It's a whole different story. Okay. Sorry, but I think no. I know. I would assume unless I'm missing it, I would assume the mistake was that the copy wrong was there. But maybe I'm missing it. Okay. So that was my point, and I just said so. Chiyu steals the Rambam. Is that okay? See, you might have missed that. Correct? You see, it was like, remember I put it down in Shurish Gimel that he had a very important Kule?
We had nothing without that. We couldn't read
it. Yeah, you couldn't read it, okay? And here, you know, so, okay, Beseda? So, Beseda can continue? What? Beseda? Okay, good. But there's no other way if the Bechul... you know, if the Bechul is there, there's no other way to interpret it, correct? Okay, now I want to introduce you to something new, and I want to go back. Derech Agav, I read this wrong last week when it says the Omroi, Norm Vushal Mitzvah Achas. The Omroi is going on the Pasuk, and it should be a comma. And Kiilu, the Chachmei HaMeseiros said it's Mitzvah Achas. Or we assume that it's Mitzvah Achas, but no, the Omroi only goes on the Pasuk. Okay, I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Shh. Okay, now next. Okay, now I want you to do something now. Okay? This basically, you know, let's just see what's happening here. This sugi, I want to show you and how interesting and confusing things can get, okay? There's a sugi in Sanhedrin, which I didn't do. Okay? About Lashon HaKodesh. I mean, the Rambam quotes it all the time, Lashon HaKodesh, the Sugya Sanhedrin, right? Okay. But the discussion of the Sugya Sanhedrin is really about Megapeth and Menashe, talk with the Zola. And the Gemara there compares it to Lissokho Adam. So the question is, what does all this mean? And why in the world, see, this is very important to give us some insights into things. Why would anyone talk about Megapeth or Menashek as Lav Shabakolos? Or what does it do with Lav Shabakolos? Okay? So I'm saying, well, I just felt that, you know, you can't really understand what's going on until you really take this apart. Okay? And I want to at least begin the discussion of this, which is an amazing issue. You know, how do you learn the Gemara? How does the Rambam deal with it? Okay? So the Gemara is Samach Gimel Amen Aleph in Sanhedrin. Avol HaMegapev. V'HaMenashek V'HaMechabe M'Rabetz. Then it goes the opposite. Hani nami lav shebekolosu. Hani nami lav shebekolosu. Vein loikin al lav shebekolosu. And how do you know that Menashek and Megapeth and Menashek is lav shebekolos? The Sanyo. So what's going on? Okay. So l'cheira, olav shebekolos, doesn't the Ram say in this shirish, the lav shebekolos who trade tose inyone? And he even says the trade tose inyone on leisoch aladom. So would anyone in their right mind say that megape panashek are trade inyone? It's absolutely absurd. Sorry to do this to you, you know, like, you know, but is it a fair question? You see, when you learn Sanhedrin Samach Gimel, you have no problems, you don't know what, you're not shackled in any way by the definition of Lav Shebekolos. But if you come off Shurish Tess, where the Rambam introduces that the Lav Shebekolos is Trey plus Inyana, even by the Minorishon, see, you're shackled already, okay? And the Gemara calls, like, the leisavdim of megapen nashik into
without the Rambam, what is lashon chos? In other words, like Rashi, what would Rashi say?
You can say whatever you want. Okay, I don't know. It could be many maisim, many pulays, 20 different things. Whatever you want. We don't know. We don't know anything. Okay. Okay. No, it's an open field.
There's still a big difference between these five things by Dam and the Megath Menashek.
Yeah, whatever. But the Rambam clearly says, he puts down Yisei and shows Chi, that La Sheva Kolos is Trey and Tosin Yone. And he says it by Leisachol Adom.
There's no room to wiggle.
Okay? It's a fair question, though. See, it's such a fair question that, if you're looking at, the problem. Does that tell you something? You see, part, I think of what I was, maybe I missed the boat, what I thought that the Rav, Zech Tzadavok, was trying to do, was the Rav always talked about putting everything has an address. And in his mind, there was Kol HaTorah Kula put in this organized fashion. Okay, so what he used to do is every time, at least through I saw it, okay, maybe, is every time he was learning the Gemara, he said, Vushtek the Gemara, he used to learn the Gemara, the Rashi and the Tesis, he used to say, Lomdus number one is proper interpretation of Rashi and Tesis. And not to run off to the Ksais and the Rashi, we used to make fun of that, okay? But the next step of that, after you get the Gemara, Rashi and Tesis, straight out, he used to scan it by what he had in his mind, okay? So all I'm doing is, what you have to do is scan the Sherish test against the Gemara and Hedges Samuel Gimel, and you say, what's going on? Correct? Okay, so that's the cash. I'm not sure I'll be able to finish this evening, but, that's the issue, okay? It's a fair issue. Now, that's what he says. You're a foolish and a shish. Omrei b'lifnei evil esitim michshu, ki gam hu kril inyonim rabim, k'mo shenivaya. Okay. And that's the money. So, l'cheira, what these things are, is the best divrei kavod for the avodah zarah. Divrei kavod for the avodah zarah. So, l'cheira can't be maneh or shy or something like that. And listen to the Rambam, who talks about this. The Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Vav, Hamagape Avodah Zarah. V'amenashek lo. V'amechabed, v'amerabetz lefoneha. V'amalchitz lo. V'asoch, v'amalbish, v'amanu. V'chol kiyetze b'dovo b'divrei kovoid or elu oiva b'loi sase shenem b'loi sa'ovde u'dvorim elu b'chlal avoidahein v'yafa p'kein ein aloike al achas mehen l'fi she'enon b'feirush שאין on the fairish. Vim hoiso avoidosa beechel mikod momo elu, vi osa loavdo chayiv. So Ram Kluy says that the problem is that it's not the fairish. Okay? So let me just get started. and I want to just throw a lot of things around. We'll see exactly how this plays itself out. Let me just set it up, and we'll see how far we get. And we don't get, we do get, whatever happens over here, okay? I want to ask you the following question, okay? If you recall, the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis in Makis, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, sets up six halokim of Azhorois, or we sue him that you don't get Malkus for. And then he says, the seventh we get Malkus, okay? And he sets up something like a lava bo mechal asei nisasei in the fifth chelik. And the sixth chelik, he introduces lav sheba klolos, okay? And there he introduces kiim sliyesh, because she has said get from Mayayin, and he introduces a new lav coming out of Chodesh, that a lav klolev Chodesh, that even in lechem, if it's not lechem, call it a kamel, but whatever it is, though, the general idea, correct? Okay. What's the Ram say? That's before he introduced, he has another part which he added later in his life, okay? So, what does it basically come out? That at this point, he held that Lav Sheba Klolos basically is defined by Michlal, that it's not Beferish. Okay? So, do I ask you, or speak to the Rambam, and let's see if he changes his mind or not, just want to show you know what's going on. At the point that he's writing the Pirush Mishnayis and discussing Lav Sheba Klolos, okay, how would he have organized and where would he have put L'Sercha Adam? I would have said, that's also Mechlau, because all the Yisurim are not Mefurish, they're only various Pirushim and Kabbalah. Okay? So then, it's beautiful. It would fit in, right? L'Sochel Adam would fit into the Madur Kama, correct? Without a problem, correct? Then I'd ask you something else. So, maybe that's Chat with Mor Sanhedrin. Because that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the overarching principle of Lav Sheba Klolos has nothing to do necessarily with trade plus in Yonim, but the overarching principle is Eino Mufurish. And that's exactly what the Rambam says in Mishneh Torah. And you know something, Abba Yisai? He doesn't only do it in Mishneh Torah, he does it also in the Pirush Mishnayis Sanhedrin. Because in the Pirush Mishnayis Sanhedrin, in Perek Zayin, Mishneh Vav, Vamagapev, okay, that's fair, no? Vamagapev, Hu Hamachabek Oiso Hatsuro, Tirgum Vechabek Loi, Begofaf Loi. Okay? The hug is Gipuf. V'ilu she'oma leim loisese kachu. V'ze b'chlal omu v'ilu she'omu she'oi v'aleim loisese keinu she'u b'chlal loisese obdeim. Ela she'ein seifnu leim malkis. Why? L'fi she'ein isuam mufurish. It's exactly what he says in Pirush Mishnayis. Exactly what he says in Mishneh Torah. And exactly what you would have expected. Okay. Now, so off in, you come with saying, so what's going on? What's going on in Sefer Mitzvahs? what's going on? This, you know, it's such a simple thing. And it's really amazing, okay? Okay. The question I ask you now, okay? If you come, okay, I'm just going to lead you through. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to finish or what I'm going to say exactly. But let me just walk you through this, okay? Is that okay? So, you know, so now, everything is kato fach. But then you look back at Cherish Tess, what does he want? Okay? So if I ask you a question, is the Malkus issue of whether you not getting Malkus, is the trail plus in Yonah important? Or the trail plus in Yonah is something which you introduce in Mishneh Torah, because in Yonah a Torah a kevea minyan mitzvahs? So then we ask ourselves, in Lav Shebekolos, where there's only one Lav and many in Yonim, how does it play itself out? But is the question the Treyot Tras in Yonim? Or the Treyot Tras in Yonim could also, I could imagine, it can make it more than it's Mechlau, because the Loi goes, has to go on many different things. But is the Treyot Tras in Yonim important for the fact that you're not getting Malkus? Or the trail class in Yonah is something important. It's something important for Minyan HaMitzvahs. Okay? He doesn't all remember, he never falls off the trail class in Yonah. I mean, excuse me, the Michlal. Even in Minyan HaMitzvahs, he always talks of Michlal, okay? Okay. For example, okay? Let me ask you the following question. You see, there's an example which the Rambam quotes in Pirush Mishnayos, which he doesn't quote over here in Cherish Tess. The example called Lechem Bakolei Bekamol Yisrochol Etzem Hayom Hazeh, and the Rambam seems to say there's an Issur Klolis of all different types. Okay, even though it's not, it's like it's as if the Torah said Kiyum Sliyesh. Okay. The Rambam here doesn't discuss in Sefer HaMitzvot and Cherish Tess how you count that minyan HaMitzvot, okay? He does count, talk about Kiyum Sliyesh, because Kiyum Sliyesh is said Mefurish in the Torah. The Shaila is how the law plays itself out on it, okay? But over here, no one can count this in minyan HaMitzvot, okay? The whole Chefsa of the Lechem Bekolei Bekamol of the law in the broader sense is only a Michlal. And that, if it's only a Michlal, it has nothing to do with Cherish Tess. So what I want to claim over here is, you see, it's interesting what the Rambam does and adds on attack. And he says, once I was Machadish in Sherish Chi, that the Lav Shebekol is a Trei Plus in Yonah, and I guess you can say it also in Lo Yisrochol Adom, okay? The question is, number one, is that necessary as part of the definition of Lo Yisrochol Adom? Or the fact that it's Mechlal is enough, okay? Or it's even a bigger Chiddush, since it's Trei Plus in Yonah, that tells you more so that the Lav is Mechlal. And maybe that's the Rama means in the Madura Basra that it's Yisa Poshet, because there it's clearly that it's Mechlal. Okay? However, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's not having a discussion. It's not like, you know, let's have a shir in Lav Shebekolos. The Rambam's using Lav Shebekolos in order to tell us how do we look at Minyan HaMitzvahs and Lavim. So the discussion of Minyan HaMitzvahs, if the issue of Lav Shebekolos that he's talking about has nothing to do with various Maneh, the discussion is ridiculous. And that is what's going on over here. So he's correct. In other words, it's not necessary, okay, for the Tre plus Inyone, for the definition of Lav Sheba Klolis, that's what I would tell you. But for Minyan HaMitzvahs, it's certainly important, and it can help you understand why it's Mechal. So everything is Kafta Meferach over here. Okay? The Leisa Avdeim, okay, is Mechal, okay? I only have one problem.
So
here.
The trade plus is like a litmus test, but not the underlying.
A trade plus will help you make it into Michlau, okay? But it's not necessary for the basic definition. It makes it more into Michlau. That's what I would assume. But for Sefer Mitzvahs, it's important because without talking about trade plus in Yoni, we have nothing to talk about. Because there's no way of making new mitzvahs. Without the Tre Tlas Inyone. And as I told you before, therefore he doesn't introduce a Lech Makol of a Kalmel. Okay? And even Abaye, what Abaye would give Malkus on that new Lav of Lech Makol of a Kalmel, right? The broader thing. But I don't believe Abaye would count the new mitzvah, Minyan HaMitzvah, because of that. Okay? Now, I have a problem here. You see, then this Michlal is like the Michlal I always talk about in Sefer Mitzvahs, like when he talks about the Lav of Lois Iskeidudu, that the Rambam says Michlal is not Mefurish in the Torah, and in Simchas Yontif, Michlal many different times in Mishnah Torah, I have this discussion many, many times, okay? I have one problem, I can't read one thing, okay? And maybe it's my problem, I don't know. But when he says like this, Hamagape Avodizola, Vamanashik, Lo Machabit, Murabit, Lefonea Malchit, Vasoch, Vamalbish, Ramano, Kiates, Vedvik, Kovoy, Ho Elu, Oibulaisa, Shemulaisa of it. Volume Elu, Bachlau Avoidis, Avoidahain. Okay? So Bechlal, because this is an Avoida, it's not Avoida Kedalka, it's an Avoida, which is Shloi Kedalka, which is covered, correct? So it's not Mefurish, correct? It's Bechlal. So is that a reason to give Malkus, or a reason not to give Malkus? Lechlal, it's a reason not to give Malkus, right? But why does he say that Alpha P. Cain ain't a Loika? How can you say Alpha P. Cain ain't a Loika? That's good for the reason. I'll be in a lake here. I'll ask man, Lefishayna Mefeirish. Or the Lefil, according to me, or the Deirah Bechlau and the Mefeirish are the same thing. So I'm not sure how to read that until that point, everything was Gvaldic, okay? I just don't know how to read the Bechlau and the Deirah Mefeirish because it's all the same thing. Unless he means over here, the Bechlau, not in the sense here, and Avodah Zarah means Bechlau, not in the sense of Eino Beferish, but he means it's included in this, and it's really part of it. And then he's asking, then he just doesn't use the word Bechlau the way he's using it in other cases. But it's a beautiful, if this is correct, it's a very important way of looking at things. That what he's interested. The question is, over here, we're into Trey Plus in Yonah. Is he redefining Lav Sheba Klolos? Or is he making a nuance of Lav Sheba Klolos in order to have a litmus test in Minyan HaMitzvahs? And I would say the latter. If you say the former, you're a little bit bankrupt in the Sugina and the here and in a few other places. Okay? Okay? So I would say with that, Atzlocha Rabo and Mitzvah Hashem, you know, I guess next week we can move on. I basically exhausted, okay? Okay, we can talk about, you know, if you want, we can talk about Grusha and Chalutza and the Grusha and Chalola, you know, okay, we'll see. Have a nice one.
If I can get to every new person, that would be helpful.